Ready to go.
Is everybody ready?
Yep.
Motion to approve the minutes from the September 12th, 2022 board meeting.
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to approve the minutes from the September 21st, 2022 special board meeting.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Motion to approve budget actual reports for the month of September.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to approve the payment of bills from the September 28th and October 11th abstracts. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Now, we're gonna do public comments. We are not voting on a resolution tonight. Maybe never. But it's not in the agenda tonight, so anybody that was here at the workshop meeting knows just about how we feel, so. I'll go through these.
So it's the, just to make it clear, it's the, because we are voting.
We're voting on the first two, or the first resolution, not.
Not the scoping.
Not the scoping one.
Document.
Not the one that everybody was here to workshop for. You're more than welcome to stay and speak your piece. I just wanted to let you know that we weren't gonna vote on that one. Hugh, you're first.
Hello, Hugh Williams. On the home, right, family in Village of Philmont here for 20. Here's the dish, about.
24.
And it's been a wonderful place to raise a family. And we run a farm outside the village here, on Clover. And I basically spent my whole life wrestling with ecological issues, living lightly on the earth, and one thing I've found through a lifetime of wrestling with those issues is that there is no one solution to anything. It's complex. And moreover, have always used as little gasoline, propane, diesel, firewood, you name it, as possible. Because, and insulated our house and done out, you know, but we don't have to be told to do that. We do that for two reasons. One reason is cost, and the other reason, that's a cost basis of doing business. And the second reason is just because I love the earth and I wanna, you know, be economical, but it's also, I acknowledge that it's a modern society, it's a modern economy, and, you know, it requires diverse solutions, diverse things. And I feel anybody who tells you there is only one way or there is no other way, it's a red flag to me because, well, my lifetime of working tells me that. But also then we heard the great Bill Gates pontificating to his friends about clean energy. He says the term clean energy has scrambled a lot of people's minds into thinking that it works. And he was laughing and snickering at all of us. Clean energy, people have had their minds scrambled into thinking it works. It doesn't work. Because the solutions are diverse. And people are very capable of governing themselves on the whole. Thank you.
Hannah?
I'm gonna read, otherwise I forget what I was gonna say. So my name is Hannah Bale, and I've spent most of my adult life in agriculture. the last 27 years in our biodynamic farm just outside of Philmont. And of course, I've been living in this village for the last 25 years. I'm here to speak as a farmer. One of the new words of the Green New Deal is agrivoltaics. I, as a biodynamic farmer, am very concerned about this hijacking of agriculture to turn into agrivoltaics. It's not surprising that culture is connected to the land, the culture that came after people, that came out of people tending the land. Agrivoltaics takes the culture out and therefore the people. I'm very concerned about seeing good farmland plastered up with solar panels. Why are we building them on a very thin, good farmland so it can't do what it's supposed to do, sop up carbon as well as producing our food? The clean energy policy involves a lot of solar panels. In fact, around here, it involves a lot of acres of ugly plastic instead of food plants, supposedly to harvest solar energy. How much energy does it take to build solar panels? How are they being recycled, or do the old ones just go in the dump? Rare metals are being used, and of course they are, you know, they get them from African countries like Ghana, and of course they mine lithium, one of the rare metals. And how green is it, mining in these African countries, using children as young as 5 years old? Let's not sugarcoat this. Then shipping these rare metals all over the world, I can't see anything green in that either. Let's keep solar in perspective. I, as a farmer, prefer to see farm animals graze out in the fields. That's where the real carbon sequestration happens. Everybody who pushes the Green New Deal should plaster their own properties, the roofs and lawns, with solar panels. Driving by acres and acres of solar fields, my heart just sinks. Here's more cropland that got taken out of food production, whereas the Green New Deal is concerned about food shortages. That doesn't add up, does it? I think it smells really fishy here. So I cannot see how turning away from fossil fuels so quickly can help the average person. It's just another law that gets shoved down our throats. No interest in actually working with normal people. Where is all the electricity supposed to be coming from? California has already had power outages. No fridges and freezers in the summer working anymore. How can we farmers feed people then? Or in the middle of winter, a lot of cold and hungry people with frozen pipes. In an interview back in 2018, Bill Gates admitted to his inner circle that climate change is a World Economic Forum scam. He stated that batteries can't solve the reliability problem and that electricity is responsible for 25% of greenhouse gases, and that's so far. That was back in 2018. He further stated that the term clean energy scrambled people's minds to actually think this could work. But I don't need Bill Gates to tell me this can't work. As a farmer who works practically, it's obvious it can't work in food production, just as it can't work in buildings and transport and everything that goes to make up modern societies. I strongly urge the board to reject this rush towards a solution that cannot work. This is the thin edge of the wedge. Thank you.
Tracy?
Oh, hi. How are you? I'm Tracy Mayer. I've been living in the village for about 20 years. I just want to say it's been a privilege to grow up in such a beautiful rural and also independent area. Very lovely, very similar to where I grew up in northwestern Connecticut. My thought and request is to the Green Task Force. I'm just asking, as a human being, as a member of this community, to give us the grace and the dignity to inform us of these potential proposals, Deborah. That would be really nice, because what's being proposed from your standpoint is something good for humanity. We're human, and we would like to know what you're going to do with our lives. And I really mean this out of sincerity. Please, please inform the village, the villagers, what your intentions are. It's feels very deceptive and cruel to do it this other way. What I'm perceiving as an underhanded way. Thank you.
So I just Tracy, you may not be aware, but every month there is a report from the Climate Smart Task Force, and you can actually be kept up to date either by coming to the meetings to hear the report or going online to see the minutes. And you'll be able to see the minutes for the Climate Smart Task Force, and that's how you can keep yourself up to date. There's no deceptivity.
Thank you. I'd like something a little more personal in our mailbox. I think that would, I would personally like something in our mailbox, just that the reality of what you're stating isn't really how most people.
Well, you know, just in terms of practicalities, we're a small village. There's no way we're going to be able to fund a mailer like that. So, you know, this actually is the way everybody stays up to date on what the police force is doing, what the library is doing. It's.
Could you maybe put a flyer in the library and the post office?
You know,
that wouldn't cost anything. That'd be pretty easy.
You know, I'll bring it. That's a good suggestion to leave like a printout of the monthly report at the library.
And hey, right, we volunteer to put it up for you. I mean, that would be great.
Yeah,
that
that's a great idea.
Who would help you?
Yeah.
Thank you. Tomoko Gerbo.
Hello, my name is Tomoko Gerbo. I have been in the Fairmont Climate Task Force. The natural environment has been my one of my since my childhood. But I propose, and it's not even ecological. First of all, depending on one energy source for our lives would put the residents at a huge risk, especially in this political climate. Europe, where they were leading winter due to the lack of, my neighbors have been filling up oil tanks and stocking up firewood because we are expecting higher energy costs in this country as well. The task force leaders have been telling us that the group's only mission is to reduce our CO2 emission. Did you know that CO2 climate change theory hasn't been proven? Greenpeace has been questioning the theory that smart community that Climate Smart Task Force gets grants from is a New York State agency. If the group and the state would propose such a drastic resolution to affect villagers' lives like this to reduce CO2, they should prove that CO2 has been causing climate change. Secondly, the local task force groups